Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Today discussing Carson Wentz going to the Indianapolis Colts. We'll break down the entire trade right here. It's all brought to you by DraftKings.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code PFF to get your shot to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. That's promo code PFF for new customers to get a shot at 100-1 odds on any basketball team to hit a three-point shot. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Michigan, or Virginia only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT or in Virginia, 888-532-3500.
All right, Sam, Carson Wentz is on the move going to the Indianapolis Colts for a 2021 third rounder and a 2022 conditional second rounder that can turn into a first rounder if Carson Wentz plays essentially 75% of the snaps or 70% with a playoff appearance. Your initial thoughts on the trade for both the Colts? We'll start with the Colts from their angle.
Well, we almost recorded a completely different daily. We almost, the breaking news just as we went to record the PFF
daily.
Don't
tell people what happened behind the scenes.
This is fine. We're good.
We're going to push that to later. That was a good daily.
It's an interesting deal. The fact that it can turn into a first round pick based off playing time alone is interesting. If I were the Colts, I would want some kind of assurances that he would not just play, but play well before I was giving up a first round pick. If he plays 75% of the snaps, which basically he will do unless he gets injured, regardless, it's a first round pick they've given up. That feels problematic for a guy who played as badly as he did in 2020. Look, you were just running through what the Colts owe him in terms of his new extension that kicks in this year.
Do you want to hear what it is?
Yeah, what do you got?
Shoot, I gotta find it again.
Oh, you see, you were writing checks. Your
why did I cash. Why did I scroll off of this? It's between 24 and like 26 million pretty much every single
year.
Yeah,
so his cap hits
25 million in 2021.
Okay,
22 million in 22, 25 million in 23, 26 million in 24.
Right, those are not egregious numbers for a high end starting quarterback. The problem is that Carson Wentz is bad right now. Or at least the last thing we saw from Carson Wentz was bad. Now, obviously, the Colts are banking on the idea that you reunite him with Frank Reich. We can piece Humpty Dumpty back together again. And when we do that, he's worth the $25 million cap hit a year. But if they're wrong, that's an issue. Just to put into context, Wentz last season had a PFF grade of 65. And that's despite having a couple of good games in there. Awful games in there. 60. Passing grade is 60. He was down there with Mitchell Trubisky and a bunch of quarterbacks that are not going to be starting, let alone starting and earning a lot of money in 2021. So you're banking on that being just a bad day at the office, not a reflection of who he is. Previous seasons, passing grades of 75, 79, 85, and then 68 as a rookie. They're going to hope that they can plant him somewhere in the upper 70s in terms of PFF grade, at which point, maybe for a roster that's as talented as Indianapolis's, it's a good enough payoff to make it worthwhile.
Let me look at it slightly differently, right? Because if you look at his grade, you're going to see straight decline, right? So if you look at his career, you're going to see a decline, right? So rookie season, 69.9, that's pretty good, right? Pretty good rookie season. But the last four seasons, I think, are the ones that really matter and tell the story. So again, going back to 17, top five quarterback. I mean, he was on his way to an MVP caliber season before getting hurt. Top five quarterback in grading that particular season. 18 and 19, he was the number 14 quarterback for us. He was dead smack in the middle, mid-tier quarterback, that hypothetical place that I put, 10, 15 quarterbacks in at any given time in the NFL. That's what he was. And then this year, again, the 65 grade, he was just bad overall. He was the worst starting quarterback as a passer. From a grading standpoint, from a decision-making standpoint, turnover-worthy plays, and from an accuracy standpoint, everything was bad.
Turnover-worthy plays at like a record-setting pace this year.
And I think the 75% cutoff, by the way, is interesting because that was about the time he got benched. 75% of the season is what he played before he got benched for Jalen Hurts, plus you've got the injury concerns through the years. Mm-hmm. So my thing on Wentz, we mentioned this on the PFF NFL podcast, you have a guy like Dan Orlovsky who says, top seven quarterback for 3 years, and then he had a bad year. And we're saying he had a top five-ish type of year. He had a number 32 type of year. And he had 2 years dead smack in the middle.
15.
And that's where he's 14th, 15th. So 2018 and 19, I think, is That's Carson Wentz. I think that's what you're getting with some peaks and some valleys potentially there. My question for you, Sam, is that worth it at $24 to $26 million a year to get QB 14 or QB 15? Is that worth it?
In a vacuum, no. For the Colts, maybe. See, here's the thing. Remember last year, Indianapolis overpaid what we thought at the time for DeForest Buckner in terms of first round pick and a monster contract extension that put him on sort of Aaron Donald money. You're like, I mean, DeForest Buckner's a good player, but that's rich. But the context that's missing is Indianapolis literally needed to spend a lot of money to hit the salary cap floor. They had so much cap room. So for them, more than any other team, it made sense to make that kind of move. This year, it's a similar story. Only the Jacksonville Jaguars have more salary cap space than the Indianapolis Colts. And this is a team that last year and this year believes that they are a viable quarterback away from just making the playoffs, right? Before Philip Rivers came in, it was Jacoby Brissett. We can't make the playoffs with Jacoby Brissett. Apparently, he's too bad. So we need something better than that. Rivers was that guy. Rivers, I think, rated 17th this year. So he was bang in the middle as well. But he was good enough that they got to the playoffs. They were viable with him there. So the contract isn't as big a factor for the Colts as it would be for other teams. They have the money. And if Wentz is slap bang in the middle, 15th again, he probably puts them in the playoffs again. So from that standpoint, the Colts more than basically, certainly more than the Bears, who are the other team in the running for this, allegedly, right? They are dramatically better equipped to handle this than Chicago is. The problem is, should you not have a little bit more ambition at this point than making the playoffs, right? Philip Rivers was good enough to make the playoffs, but there was no shot of him like doing enough for you to win the Super Bowl. Wentz, if he plays at this 15 level again, he'll probably be good enough for you to make the playoffs, but you're going to need 2017 Wentz for you to actually win it from there. And is that guy even...
Which could still be there, right?
Is it, though? Is it? Does that guy even exist, or is he just built in a house of cards of unsustainable play?
Maybe, but what's your alternative if you're the Colts? It's not like there's just a whole bunch of top 10 quarterbacks sitting out there besides Deshaun Watson to go be had, and you're not going to trade for Deshaun Watson in the division.
No.
So you are kind of hamstrung here, and I will say...
Dak. Go after Dak.
I don't think Dak even hits the market. I mean, that's different. If he hits the market, then maybe...
He certainly won't if you don't phone them up and say, hey, what does a tag and trade look like?
We don't know that they didn't do that.
True.
We don't know that they didn't do that. All I'm saying is, look, I like Wentz to the Colts a lot better than to the Bears. I'm with you there because the other part is, okay, you've got Frank Reich there in that history, and if you are going to get Wentz back on track and maybe hit that ceiling one time, then... you've got a better shot there, given the history. To me, this is similar to the Vikings a couple years ago, kind of upgrading from Case Keenum to Kirk Cousins, kind of going from average quarterback to slightly above average quarterback and just raising what the ceiling would be to that offense. I think the ceiling of the Colts offense is higher. And you also put Wentz, by the way, you take him from, you know, a difficult passing environment in Philadelphia, you know me, indoors to Indianapolis, could clean things up a little bit. But now it's on the Colts with all that cap space you've talked about and the draft capital. 3 to 4 playmakers is what they need. Yeah. 3 to 4 legit playmakers builds that around Wentz. And let me just finish one more thing. Their offensive line. Wentz's offensive line got destroyed the last couple of years, deteriorated. Now in Indianapolis, maybe you've got better pass protection, and that helps get them back on track.
The Colts, I think, they were in a tough spot this offseason. We talked about it on the last main PFF podcast, that there was a scenario where very easily they could be left without a chair when the music stops in terms of quarterbacks, right? It wouldn't take much for these dominoes to start falling and the Colts to have nothing at the position heading into the season. So they had to do something. And as you said, what are the alternative options? You're not going to get Watson. Maybe the Cowboys weren't interested in Dak. Wentz was the option. Like, it was all you had left, and the Colts are uniquely capable of absorbing the damage that his contract will do to a team. So even if you look at this and say, it's not a tremendously ambitious move, I don't love it, I don't like the chances of him being 2017 Wentz in the future, equally you can look at it and say, it's almost a move that they just had to get done because they're picking number 21 in the draft. They don't have a shot at a high-end rookie. they basically just needed to do something.
Yeah, this goes back to what I think I said on the NFL podcast as well, where I said, depending on where you are on the QB spectrum, a mid-tier quarterback either looks really attractive or it looks like the guy you want to move on from, right? The Rams are moving on from this world of having a mid-tier quarterback of Jared Goff, maybe getting upper mid-tier with Stafford. The Colts are embracing it and trying to just maintain mid-tier quarterback status because they just went from Jacoby Brissett, upgraded to Phillip Rivers, and now, to your initial point, maybe it's a lateral move to Phillip Rivers. We haven't discussed it from an Eagles standpoint. Can we do a part two on the Eagles?
No.
All right. How do you think the Eagles handled it from a compensation standpoint?
I mean, they got a probable first-round pick out of it, plus a third. They got rid of a guy who apparently was disgruntled enough to not want to be there. They're now pretty much screwed a quarterback.
He's their biggest cap hit this
year. Case closed. Yeah. I mean, it's not great for Philly. they took their franchise quarterback and destroyed him and then got rid of him and are now in trouble because of it. But they got about as much back as you could possibly have expected them to.
It is fascinating to me that the first two picks of the 2016 NFL draft, both Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, with their massive, they already signed their second contracts and then almost immediately got flipped, traded elsewhere because teams just said, okay, it's time to move on. I would say in Philadelphia, the takeaway is it is full rebuild time, right? I mean, it is start from scratch. We don't know if Jalen Hurts is the guy. They're picking at number six overall. Probably going to draft a quarterback now, right? At number six and bring somebody in to compete with Jalen Hurts and just start the full rebuild in Philadelphia.
Yep.
So that's it. It's PFF NFL Daily. Let us know what you think about the Carson Wentz trade.